Hey, I'm home.
What have you done?
I have gone shopping.
I'm quoting you here. Sarah, we're out of bread. I'm going to go to the store to go get some, and maybe some milk.
I did.
So the additional one, two, three, four, five, six bags?
I was inspired.
Six bags is a lot of inspiration.
Normally, on a Saturday morning, I sleep in until I'm too hungry to keep sleeping. Then I drive down to the local donut shop and I buy a donut and some meh coffee. But you know what? I don't like donuts.
So get a muffin.
Muffins are more expensive, and it's still not exactly what I want. So tonight, I'm going to bake some breakfast to have tomorrow morning. I will save on gas, and I will brew the coffee I have here, which I like.
Should I point out that you don't know how to bake? Also, I don't know how to bake.
Ah, but knowledge is at our fingertips. We live in the information age.
Do you have the information about where we keep the fire extinguisher?
It's going to be fine. Look at this.
Blueberries. Yes, I have seen them before. You have approximately five times more than you can possibly use before they go bad.
They were on sale.
That doesn't
I'm
mean.
going to make blueberry buckle.
Those are not words that I know.
It's kind of like a blueberry coffee cake. Too many recipes online, so I just got everything I could possibly need. I got eggs, I got sugar, I got brown sugar, I got vanilla extract, I
The
got.
wrong kind of flour.
What?
This is bread flour. You want it all purpose.
Oh, that's right. When I bought that, I was still thinking I was going to make banana bread.
Banana bread still doesn't
It'll
need
be
it.
fine.
You will clean up everything when you're done?
Yes.
Everything?
Yes.
Then the kitchen is yours.
All right. Hey, Vanessa, I would like a recipe for blueberry buckle.
I have 26 recipes for blueberry buckle. Would you like to use the most popular one?
No, I want something unique. Let me have the 13th most popular.
Accessing the magic of cookery.tv. Blueberry buckle recipe. Preheat oven to 375 degrees.
Pause recipe. Continue.
Grease the inside of an 8x8 baking pan.
Pause recipe. Let's see here. I'll worry about that later. Sarah!
Less than a minute.
What?
Less than a minute since you started, and you're already asking me for help.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I need an 8x8-inch cake pan.
We don't have one.
We don't?
We don't bake, remember? We have exactly one cake pan, which we use to make birthday cakes with a boxed mix. I believe it's a 9x13-inch cake pan.
Okay, so 8 inches by 8 is 64 inches, and 9 by 13 is. Okay, so it's about double the size.
If you squint.
So I'll just double the recipe.
And you know how to do that?
Twice as much of each ingredient. Simple. Oh, I guess I do need to increase the oven temperature too.
You say?
I don't think our oven goes above 700.
700?
Well, yeah, 375 doubled is 750, so I need to.
Think about this for just a few seconds. Do you think there could be a reason why the oven doesn't go above 700?
Well, I mean, do you?
Drew, it is with the deepest of affection that I say to you, you are forbidden from doubling this recipe.
But.
Forbidden.
Fine. I will go back to the store and get the right size pan.
And the right kind of flour.
And the right kind of flour. I'll be back in 20 minutes.
So you should maybe also turn off the oven?
Yes. Yes, I should.
And you should give up this endeavor now before we all die?
You are not being very supportive.
I'm just saying, you're not off to a great start, and chasing your losses is a terrible life strategy.
Just a few bumps in the road. This will work. You'll see.
Hi, did you find everything you were looking for?
Think so, maybe. I thought I'd grab some extra spices, but not sure what I want. Do you know the difference between cardamom and cumin? Maybe I should get them both. Should I get them both?
I just ring up the stuff. I don't really know.
What are you making?
Hmm?
I can't imagine there's a recipe that calls for both cumin and cardamom. What are you making?
Blueberry buckle.
But you want the cardamom.
Not the cumin?
Cumin is the main spice in taco seasoning.
Oh. So probably not with blueberries.
Your call, but no. I wouldn't think so.
All right. Thank you. Would you mind leaving off the cumin?
No problem. Just the pan, the flour, and the Kardashian, right?
Right. That's all.
Your total comes to $58.16.
Wait, what?
Yeah. The pan was like 40, and the Kardashian was just under 15, so...
I didn't realize it was that much.
Yeah. The pots and pans at the grocery store are pretty expensive.
It's a good pan, though, right?
It's pretty good. It's a nice, thick pan. Pretty sturdy. Ceramic isn't my first choice, and it's probably more than what you need. But it's definitely a good pan.
And 15 for the Kardashian?
Cardamom is pretty expensive. That sounds about right, actually.
Oh, okay. But it goes well with blueberries, right?
Does your recipe call for cardamom?
I was thinking I might just throw some in to spice it up. Maybe I should go with the cumin.
No. No. You have the right stuff. You're fine.
Thank you. It is a good pan, right? Okay. 1 8x8 cake pan greased.
And one rube suckered into buying a $40 cake pan.
Are you planning on sitting there and watching me the whole time?
I love a good cooking show. And I'm within arm's reach of the fire extinguisher.
Oven set to 375. Vanessa, continue that recipe for blueberry buckle.
Accessing. Cream together 1/4 cup of shortening, 1 egg, and 1/2 cup of sugar.
Pause recipe. All right, so...
You don't have any shortening, do you?
No, I don't. I have butter. You know, I'll just use butter. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa, can you substitute butter for shortening in a recipe?
Butter is approximately 80% fat by weight, while shortening is 100% fat. This can substantially affect the texture and composition of baked goods, and it is not recommended to substitute one for the other.
Okay. Well, 80% is still a passing grade. It should be okay. Fine, I'll go get some shortening.
And the right type of flour.
I got more flour.
You got whole wheat flour. You should have gotten all-purpose flour.
This is healthier.
Vanessa, can you substitute whole wheat flour for all-purpose flour in a recipe?
Whole wheat flour contains less protein, which makes up the structure of baked goods. It is not recommended to substitute more than 1/3 the amount of all-purpose flour with whole wheat flour in most recipes, or the finished product might fall apart.
Shortening and all-purpose flour. Got it.
And you'll turn off the oven.
And I'll turn off the oven.
Hi, did you find everything you were... hi again. Did you find everything you were looking for?
Well, yes, but I have a question.
Uh-huh.
What's the difference between bleached and unbleached flour?
I think it's just that one's bleached and the other one, like, isn't.
So there's bleach in the flour? Is that safe?
It's not a chlorine bleach. They use some other stuff. It makes it whiter.
Oh, thank you. So which one's better?
They'll both probably kill you.
What?
Oh yeah, you know what they're doing with wheat these days? It's all genetically modified and covered in pesticides.
Is that true?
Oh yeah, it's all awful. And the stuff they say is organic? Exactly the same stuff. They just put it in different packages and charge it twice as much.
Really?
I tell you what you do. Go put those back and pick up some tapioca flour and some potato flour, maybe some brown rice flour. They're in the little baggies right next to that wheat crap. There's all kinds of recipes online to tell you how to mix those up and get an all-purpose substitute.
Well, thank you so much. I'm just going to leave these. Is that okay?
Sure. We'll just restock. It's cool.
Thank you. And thank you again.
Oh, no sweat, pal.
Oh, wow. $6 a bag?
And you still don't have the all-purpose flour.
Well, the guy said it was dangerous.
Oh, the guy said. Well, that's different.
So I'll figure out how to mix all these up and make some sort of all-purpose flour substitute.
Right. And where will you put that?
Sorry?
The flour mixture you're going to make up, where will you be storing that when not in use? I suppose we will have some room when you throw out the bread flour and the whole wheat flour.
Now, why would we throw those out?
Because they're wheat. And because the guy apparently said.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we should donate them instead.
Just so I'm clear, you believe these bags of flour are toxic and will bring about our early demise, so your solution is to donate them to the less fortunate?
Well, they shouldn't go to waste.
Sure, let them eat cake.
All right, so, oven 2375. First three ingredients are creamed together.
I would call that crammed together, but sure.
Vanessa, resume the recipe for blueberry buckle.
Raise your stirring spoon above your head. Cast the remnants that stick to it to the four cardinal directions.
What?
Announce your intentions to the spirit world with a chant of meditative thanksgiving. A primal scream is also acceptable, particularly if the wind is from the north.
Pause! Pause recipe! What the heck? That is not helpful!
You're right. So north is that way.
Shut up! What's going on here?
Vanessa, where is this recipe from?
This recipe is from magicofcookery.tv.
Okay, let me look at that on my phone. Okay. Well, I think I found the problem.
What?
Well, Magic of Cookery is taking that magic part pretty seriously. The blueberry buckle recipe is actually a rite to welcome the summer solstice and drive off evil goblins, or hobgoblins, apparently. Nice of them to do both.
All right. Fine. Screw it. I'm just gonna go to the computer, watch a video.
That's the spirit.
Blueberry buckle recipe, and this one. Audrey's oven time.
Welcome to the wonderful world of baking. If you're just getting started, you are in for the time of your life. Trust me, there is no better feeling than going to visit your friend's house or heading to that church picnic and hearing someone say, "Oh, that's delicious." You know, when they haven't even had a chance to swallow, but they can't help telling everyone how good it is? But on the other hand, if you're new to baking, you're in for quite the sticker shock when you try to get all the equipment you need. Well, for new bakers, we've got a very special offer from Baker's Dozen Baking Supplies. For just $24.99, we'll send you this entire package. That's 10, count them, 10 different cake pans, measuring cups, spoons, and a baking stone. Take a look at what you're getting here.
That's less than you paid for one pan.
Skip ad.
Welcome to Audrey's Oven Time. I'm your host, Audrey Aubergine, and want to thank you all for coming to my kitchen. Today we're going to create a classic recipe that is very dear to my heart. This is Blueberry Buckle. I know, kind of a strange name, right? Some of you might be wondering why we call it that, and I'll get to the answer in just a moment. Now, what I'm making today is not a traditional buckle. I'm going to try something new and exciting. And it all starts with a secret ingredient.
Cardamom?
Can you guess what that ingredient is?
Cardamom?
I'll give you a hint. It's not a spice. The only spice we need is plain old cinnamon. You don't need allspice, nutmeg, cardamom. None of that. It's just going to muddle up the flavor for you.
Easy, slugger.
No, our secret ingredient today is blueberry wine. Now, that might not be the easiest thing to find in your area. I got mine from a winery up in Maine. I mean, if you're going to find a blueberry wine, what? That's the best place for it, right? Now, the good news is they do deliver it all over the country. So, if you're not lucky enough to have a few bottles lying around, they've got you covered. Trust me, it's not traditional, but you really need blueberry wine to bring this dish to, well, I would call it that extra level of amazing.
Can you pause that, please?
What's up?
We don't have any blueberry wine.
No.
So why are you still watching this video?
Well, we can order some blueberry wine. Maybe it's really good.
Or you can watch a different video with a recipe that doesn't call for something you have to send away to Maine to get.
That's a fair point. Blueberries might go bad before it gets here. All right, let's see here. How about... Oh, this one looks fun.
Did you know that for centuries, trade in spices was one of the most critical parts of the world economy? If you're new to baking, you've got hundreds of years of history to catch up on if you want to know how to make your cakes and pies blow your friends and family away. So check out this special offer. Baker's Dozen's Baking Supplies will send you this box of some of the world's most high-quality spices. This box has a retail value of almost $150, but for just $10, we will send you this entire box.
Skip ad.
Welcome, partners. Get them ovens preheating, because we're about to have some good eatings. It's time for the Yeehaw Pioneer Cooking Show.
Yeehaw!
I'm Yeehaw John.
And I'm Yeehaw Chuck. We're going to take your taste buds to the wild pioneers of flavor.
Yeehaw!
Say Yeehaw John. What are we fixing to make these buckaroos today?
Oh, we got ourselves one of my all-time favorites, Yeehaw Chuck. Today we are making the legendary Yeehaw Pioneer Cooking Show treat. It's Huckleberry Buckle Cake.
Yeehaw!
Now don't you folks go fretting if you don't got no huckleberries. You just get yourself down to your grocer's and get a mess of plain old blueberries. I promise you, nobody's gonna complain one little bit.
Well, let's get this here recipe started. Yeehaw, John! First thing we need to do is get your oven set to 400 degrees. Then you want to grease up your cake pan.
I got it right here, Yeehaw Chuck.
Now hold on a second. Yeehaw John! What is the first rule of yeehaw cooking?
Why, the first rule of yeehaw cooking is to cook boldly.
That's right. So explain to me what exactly you're doing with that little bitty 8x8 cake pan. You make this recipe in something like that, and you'll be facing down a herd of angry hombres demanding a second helping you ain't got.
Good thinking, Yeehaw Chuck. So instead, we're going to be using this here 9x13-inch cake pan. I'll grease that up good for you.
Oh, so you can use a 9x13 pan.
Now, in the days of the pioneers, they'd have started this here recipe with a nice dollop of lard. And if you got that, go for it. Me, I'm going to use a half stick of butter.
We could use shortening.
Aw, shortening ain't got no flavor. Now we want to use that good old American butter for the kind of taste you'll write home about.
Can I order the blueberry wine, please?
Really? You think that recipe's going to be better?
No, I just want to start drinking now.
Oh, it's going to be fine. Just watch the rest of this, figure out what you need to do, and then try again.
You don't think I should give up?
It's more that I don't think you're physically capable of giving up. It's going to be fine. I just have one word of advice.
What's that?
Yeehaw!
Hello? Is anyone... The heck? Dear neighbor, through a series of misadventures, we have recently become the proud owners of 20 pans of blueberry buckle. While the results have been delicious, at least after the first few batches, we have both gained 5 pounds, and are of the opinion that if we try to eat another bite of buckle, we will murder each other in our sleep. Please save us from this gruesome fate and enjoy this. If you could return the pan to us in apartment 4C when you're done, we'd appreciate it greatly. If you do not enjoy this buckle, please let us know, and we will make sure to skip your door if we have a similar experience with the Cherry Danish experiment we are considering. Yours, Drew and Sarah. I wonder why they call it Buckle.
You've been listening to Blueberry Unbuckled, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Drew was Dan Wenzel. Sarah was Jill Wenzel. Vanessa and the neighbor were Brianna Kuby. The cashier was Aaron Manka White. The first shopper was Andy Gastingy. The second shopper was Adam Gastingy. Baker's Dozen ads were Rebecca Scheimer. Audrey was Liz Music. Yeehaw John was Rick Tennant. And Yeehaw Chuck was Andrew Dell. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.